Here on The Mark White Show, we're finding ways to make a difference, and we're looking for opportunities to make an impact on our communities. Whether in Alabama, across the country, or around the world, we can all make a difference. And it starts by taking that first step.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. Don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Many of you who are listening right now followed Isaac's best summer ever. Isaac Juarez was 3 years old when he was diagnosed with medulloblastoma. We watched through that summer and how the family was surrounded by the community and loved. And I talked to Abby Mayberry during that time as we continued to recognize Isaac Juarez. He was 7 years old when he passed away on December 16, 2019. Isaac's legacy continues on and lives on through the many people who committed their time and energy to Isaac's best summer ever. I wanted to be able to talk to Abby again because there are more families out there who need our help. I know that the ball got rolling with Isaac, and there are many more young people who have needed our help since. Now, Abby started Lightwork 316 Incorporated, and I wanted to talk to her about that today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Abby Mayberry.
Thank you so much, first of all, for letting us be able to come back on and talk about what we were doing. I know the last time that we talked, we were talking about Isaac, you know, and we were kind of right in the middle of doing all the fun stuff that we got to do for him. And, you know, he was just such a cool kid. And he and I were talking right before he passed away. And his mom told me that he had told some interviewers at St. Jude's at one time that he wanted to be a dad. And they asked him how many kids he wanted to have, and he said 10,000. And I said, Isaac, you want to have 10,000 kids? And, you know, and he just laughed, and he said, yes. And I said, well, what are you going to do with 10,000 kids? And he said, I'm going to love them.
Oh.
And I said, okay. Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to help you love your 10,000 kids. Because by that time, we knew that Isaac wasn't going to get to stay here to love his 10,000 kids. So Isaac won his battle with cancer on December the 16th of 2019. And by that point in time, we had already been kind of reaching out to some of the other families that we had found out about in our area that were fighting major medical battles, whether that be mom and dad, mom or dad, or they had a child. And we were also not just focusing on cancer, but unfortunately, the majority of our kids do have cancer. And so when Isaac passed away, I just knew that we had to do something official, because we had had all this support when we were trying to do things for Isaac, and we had actually had really good support through 2019 about doing some other things for other families. But, you know, people begin to start asking for like tax receipts, and, you know, I mean, they're going to support things that are kind of going to also benefit them in a way sometimes, I think. And, you know, so I, along with some of the other moms that I had been helping and being part of their families, you know, we sat down and we talked about what would we like to do. And we really kind of figured out that I was good at planning and kind of executing these events for families that allowed them to make memories in the midst of what is really a horrible time. And so our next little boy, Will Birdsell, he was an osteosarcoma warrior that had lost his leg already when we became part of Will's life. And we were just, you know, just loved him just as much as we loved Isaac. He was just the coolest kid. And Will unfortunately got a terminal diagnosis in February of 2020. And we decided that we were going to do another large event for him. And in the midst of all of that, I decided that we really needed to form an organization and go ahead and get our IRS clearance and become a 501c3 so that we could continue to reach out and kind of help these families. Fortunately, we were able to raise quite a bit of money, help raise quite a bit of money for Will and his family to go on a bucket list trip. And they were able to go all the way from Texas to California to visit family that he had there, and then also actually able to go to Hawaii because they had some good friends that had a place to live, you know, place to stay in Hawaii. And we were busy planning Will's celebration, his birthday celebration, actually, here when COVID hit. So they came back into the States, and unfortunately, we all got shut down. So we were able to do a parade for Will instead, and we had the superheroes there, and the news came, and we were able to just celebrate Will, you know, just in a big way and let him know how much we loved him and how much we were standing behind him and his family. And Will won his battle on May the 3rd of 2020. And since then, it has just been a continual roll of kids that have come in and families that we have gotten to meet and gotten to be part of and gotten to love. And we've been able to do some really amazing things. Like we have Santa days for the last two Christmases, and we're actually planning our third one right now, where we have one of the best Santas in Texas comes in, and we do photographs with our kids, have just kind of a magical day. Santa's able to provide them with a gift from their wish list through Lightwork. And we're able to just kind of make them be able to have some memories, making things like that happen with their siblings. We've been able to do several dozen year-long subscriptions to Disney for different kids that we have come in so that they can have something to watch when they're in treatment or when mom or dad is, you know, in their doctor's appointment. And we just have been able to keep on expanding. We had a big Christmas event last year at one of our local businesses, Stars and Stripes Drive-In Theater. We had a big, we showed the movie Elf We invited all of our families that are fighting different battles, got to come in for free. And then we sold tickets to the fundraiser. We were able to provide Christmas gifts and food and all kinds of stuff for about 21 families last year. So every time that we do anything, you know, we always say it's one of Isaac's 10,000 kids. You know, we're just loving on the kids that he knew were coming, even though he was so young and he was so little that he didn't understand, you know, we kind of always nod towards that, you know, that we know we made a promise to Isaac that we were going to help him love his 10,000 kids. And that's what we plan on doing. So, we have big plans. We have big hopes. We, would love to one day have, like a retreat for our kids to be able to come and our families to be able to come and be able to offer them, you know, a weekend away where they don't have to worry about anything. And we can just give them a minute to breathe, you know,
yes.
and kind of survive in the midst of what can be some really hard and horrific days. So we're pretty excited. We, it's rough starting something like this in the middle of a pandemic. The funding is not always there. And, we were told in the very beginning, you know, that the IRS was probably going to take a good year to get back to us, and they didn't, which was amazing, you know, that we were able to get everything filed and get it all done and get through our interviews, right in the middle of the pandemic. And so we're just keeping on, and we're really hopeful and excited for all the things that are going to be able to happen. Our kiddos that unfortunately have gone ahead of us and who have won differently than we hoped that they were going to, we've been able to facilitate their celebrations of life. That's been really amazing. We were able to put a really big celebration of life together for Will, and then also for another one of our little girls, Abby Owens, who had been fighting leukemia since she was about 3 years old, and she had a relapse at about 16 and passed away just a couple of months back. We were able to be part of her celebration of life as well. So we just feel like we're really able to really kind of be part of these families' lives. Like, we don't want to just be there for just a minute and then walk away. We're really just excited about being able to get to know them and get to love them and really get to be part of what they need and what they're going through.
Well, Abby, as you mentioned, we've talked about Isaac and what he meant to this effort called Lightwork 316 Incorporated. And for those who didn't follow the Mark White Show at the time or missed Isaac Juarez, he was diagnosed with medulloblastoma at age 3 and then passed away, as you mentioned, December the 16th, 2019. He was 7 years old. We followed Isaac's best summer ever, and it was an incredible time for the Juarez family to do a lot of things because people came together. And of course, when the Mark White Show produces a show, I want to show where communities come together like they did in New Braunfels for Isaac and how people can make a difference. And when I saw that you now had the Lightwork 316, and one of the messages that you posted was that Isaac created a wave of amazing things for so many other families and kids in this area through that effort, his legacy continues on. And it's so important yeah. that a child like Isaac and these others that you have talked about, that we do something when they're no longer with us to honor their right. name, to keep their legacy going.
I think that's so true. You know, Isaac and Will and Abby were three of our, you know, I guess we refer to them, you know, now as kind of our original kids. And they were the ones that, you know, were part of our first kind of our fledgling events and our first things to do. And of course, Isaac was our first kid that we really went out there and asked for things from our community and really saw a huge response and a huge influx of people who were wanting to help. And, you know, we just want to make sure that every child that's fighting this battle, that they get their name is able to be said and able to be remembered, because I think that that is a lot of what our families fear, is that, you know, these kids that have these kind of major battles, that people are going to forget, you know, that they were here. And it's very difficult that they don't get to stay with us. But sometimes I think that we lose the fact that they lived in the fact that they left early. And we want to make sure that people remember that they lived and that they were awesome and that they were amazing kids and that their battle was something that most adults don't ever even realize. And, you know, it's important to us that Isaac is remembered, and it's important to us that Will is remembered and that Abby is remembered, and that any of the other kids that we have that come along now, that, and as much as we wish there weren't going to be any more kids that join those ranks of kids that won their battle by going to Jesus, we know that there will be. And so we want to make sure that the kids that are fighting here, that we offer them all the hope and all of the support and all the love that we possibly can. And then the ones that are only here for a little while, that we're still able to honor those memories too.
Abby, I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want you to be able to share how people can support Lightwork 316. I know you talked about the struggle during this time of having financial support, but I know that there are people out there who are looking for opportunities to make a difference, and I really don't care where someone is. If they see an opportunity to help a young person, I want them to be able to take that step and make a difference in that young person's life, in the life of that family, and just let them know that they care. Sometimes it's as simple as giving a dollar. Sometimes it's as simple as sharing a post. But just to show that they matter and that you care is so important to these families. Will you stick with me, Abby?
I sure will. Thank you.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Abby Mayberry with Lightwork 316 Incorporated. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you could join us today as we continue to bring awareness to childhood cancer. My buddy Isaac Juarez was 3 years old when he was diagnosed with medulloblastoma. As Abby mentioned in the last segment, he even told Abby that he wanted 10,000 children, and I think it's a great testament to Isaac to think that now each child that's being helped through this special organization called Lightwork 316 is representative of one of those 10,000 children that Isaac Juarez looked forward to having. Of course, December 16th, 2019, Isaac passed away, but his legacy continues on. Isaac's best summer ever continues to live on, and there are more children out there who need our help, who need our love. And Abby Mayberry right now is on the line with me to talk about how we can accomplish this through Lightwork 316. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Abby Mayberry.
Thank you, Mark. I am so happy to be here. We can definitely use any of the support that we can get. We have Lightwork 316 Incorporated has a Facebook page. And we also have a page for people who would like to partner up with us monthly. And that can be found on momsofnb.com/Lightwork316Incorporated. And that will take you to a page where we have the ability to sign up as a monthly partner for anywhere from $5 a month to $100 a month, or any amount that you want to put in, you're able to do. And we also have a one-time donation link there as well, where you can put any amount in. And we are so grateful for every dime that people give. We are also able to accept PayPal at Abby, A-B-B-I-E, at lightwork316.com. And those are, you can do a one-time gift there as well, or I believe you can also do a monthly payment there as well if you'd like to. And, you know, we will take whatever, gratefully accept whatever anyone is able to give. We are in the midst right now of planning our Christmas plans. That includes, like I mentioned before, our Santa Day, where, we have Santa come in and our kids get gifts, and then also our large fundraiser in December, which this year is going to be dedicated to Isaac, and we're going to, I think, keep that up as a yearly thing as a way to remember Isaac in December, and that also allows us to raise money for the rest of the year, you know, to be able to not only give gifts in December at Christmas time, but also to be able to fund the needs for the rest of the year, you know, in kind of a large scale. We do make sure that when we give gifts to our kiddos or to our families, we include siblings, but we also make sure that the kids do not ever know that those things come from Lightwork. We want to make sure that families and parents are able to take the credit for anything that their family receives, because we really feel like in these situations, kids are really smart and they understand that their family is in kind of a scary situation. And we really feel like, you know, when mom and dad have to come to somebody else and ask for help, first of all, that's an experience that most parents don't ever want to have to deal with. That's, you know, that's kind of a sad thing to have to do, you know, when you have to say, hey, these medical bills are too much for us to have, and we need help just providing gifts or something fun for our kids. So we really want to make sure that the kids don't feel that fear, and the kids don't feel kind of that instability that comes when mom and dad are so worried about trying to make bills and trying to make ends meet when they've got this additional, you know, medical bill hanging over their heads. So we make sure that when we go in, none of the stuff that we are able to provide ever comes from us. We kind of will do something. Last year, we took a little lamb that we get from a friend of ours that has a ranch that looks just like a baby reindeer. And we go in and we bring a bottle fed baby reindeer to our kids. And we usually work with some of our local bakers and get them all cookie kits to do for their families. And we go in and we take cookie kits in. We take our little baby bottle fed reindeer, and we read a book, and we let kids, you know, we let mom and dad sneak out to our car and get their gifts, or we're, you know, thankfully also able now to use Amazon and have a lot of stuff delivered to the house without kids, you know, being able to see it. But we welcome, you know, any partnership that we're able to get to be able to provide those things for our families. You know, Christmas can be a stressful time when you're in the middle of trying to pay a bunch of bills, or mom and dad have had to take off a lot of work, you know. And so that was probably the most fun that we've gotten to have since planning Isaac's Best Summer Ever, was getting to actually do our Christmas, deliver our Christmas gifts and deliver our cookie kits last year. It was a blast. We were able to get the newspaper to come in and take some pictures, and we just had so much fun, and we're so excited to do it again this year.
I think it's just great, and I hope that people will find an opportunity to make a difference in Lightwork 316. And again, if you'll give that website out and the contact information so people know how they can connect with Lightwork 316, Abby.
Sure. It is Lightwork 316 Incorporated. There's a like page on Facebook. And then we also have momsofnb.com/Lightwork316 Incorporated. And you can also go to momsofnb.com to see some of the things that we're doing in Lightwork. And we also try to post all of those same things to the Facebook page, Lightwork316 Incorporated. We will hopefully very soon be opening a little bit of a store on our website, and probably also on our Facebook page. It's going to include some t-shirts and some fun stuff like that that we'll be able to use as funding sources. And we also are looking forward to the publication of a children's book that I wrote and one of our board members illustrated. And that was kind of in response to the fact that a lot of the cancer centers have big aquariums that have different fish. And one of our boys wanted me to see a new starfish that was in one of the aquariums. And so I kind of just was looking at it and thought to myself, you know, you never really think about where a baby starfish comes from. That's not something that you ever really consider. And I kind of just got this flash of words, really, that came. And I sat down and real quickly started, you know, jotting down these words that were coming to me, and could really literally see the illustrations in my mind as I was kind of turning pages. So we're really excited that that's about to be published and released. And that'll be one of our ways that we're going to be using to help fund Lightwork too.
That is great news. And I'm looking forward to more projects coming out of Lightwork 316. And as I mentioned, Isaac Juarez, and you talked about Will Birdsell and Abby Owen. And we want to make sure that really got the ball rolling, that we recognize them today here on the Mark White Show. I want to give a message to those families that this show is dedicated to them. Their legacy continues on. Will and Abby and Isaac are all being remembered today, and I want you to know the impact that your young people made. That's my message to those families.
Thank you. They're all amazing families, and we're so blessed that, you know, they we've gotten to be part of their lives, and they still continue to be part of our lives, and we're able to remember their amazing warriors together.
We appreciate Abby Mayberry joining us here on the Mark White Show today to talk about Lightwork 316. I hope that you will find an opportunity to make a difference in this organization. This is an opportunity to help some very special young people, so I hope that you will find an opportunity in Lightwork 316. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.